Hello, and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger & Weiner Financial News Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network. This monthly podcast show offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. And today, we're featuring EBW partner and insurance agent Dave Beck. He has 3 decades of experience working in the financial services industry and more than 15 years of experience working for 2 of the largest insurers in the United States, including 6 years as a principal in a private insurance agency. So with all of that experience and a degree from George Mason University, we are looking forward to hearing Dave's insights into the insurance world and where it's come. So welcome to the Eigenberger & Weiner Finance Rules Show, Dave.
Thank you, Hope.
So today we're going to be talking about something that came to you in December when you were watching A Christmas Carol with your granddaughter, Raleigh. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was watching the show, and, you know, you have the ghosts of Christmas past, present, future, what have you, and I started thinking about it, at first about how it applies to Raleigh, and then about how it applies to, you know, my job, the insurance industry specifically, for the last 30-plus years, and what's happened and where we might be headed to.
And actually, it wasn't just the Christmas Carol, but the Scooby-Doo version, the Ho-Ho Horrors.
Well, you know, Raleigh's kind of young for, you know, the true Dickens version, so, and I like Scooby-Doo, so.
Who doesn't like Scoob and Shag? Okay, so tell us, Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future, in terms of insurance, what does it look like?
Well, primarily, it's just change. As we look back into the 80s, you started seeing the shift in the insurance industry from being commission-driven, product-pushing agents to more of a customer-centered, problem-solving approach. And they, in the insurance industry as a whole, we're designing products that are going to try and address those changing needs.
So that was Christmas past, and that's when you got into the business in, like, 1985, is that right? So tell us what things look like specifically when you first started and how that's changed till now.
Well, in the 80s, you had policies. The idea of insurance planning was all budget. How much money can you afford dictated how much life insurance you got. There was really not a whole lot of needs-based planning to saying, well, you know, your wife is losing X number of dollars at your death of income, or you have this mortgage or college education. And in the mid-80s, just as I was getting into the business, you started to see that shifting away where it became, hey, we have to really address the needs of the consumer because they were leaving the insurance, you know, life insurance policies behind because the interest rates at that point in time were so high. The insurance industry had to find a way to react, so they introduced policies that had more of an investment focus onto them, whether it be a universal life, which was tied to interest rates, which were back then were, you know, 20s, 18, 16%. And then they came out with variable universal lives in 1987, where it was tied to mutual funds, all in response to consumers who are saying, listen, I want more from my life insurance policy than just death benefit. I want some type of investment feature. And that's where you really started to see the change. They came out with a variety of policies. Single premium whole life was hot for a while before it was taken away through the Tax Act in 1988. And, you know, you started seeing the advent of the long-term care policy start to be coming into vogue, if you will. And now, you know, as we look back on that, we'll say, you know, were we, as an industry, should we be particularly proud that our idea of insurance planning was focused on, hey, here's what $25 a month can get you, here's $50 a month. It's not one of our shining points, let's just put it that way.
And things are different now, right?
Things are dramatically different now. They're, for a host of reasons. You know, you have the internet, chief among those, where the information flow to consumers is so great and so easily obtainable that, you know, if you're trying to pull the wool over your client's eyes or saying, oh, this is the best policy known to mankind, and they go out to the internet, they can find out real quick that it is or it isn't. And that, you know, most of the agents that I know are really trying to come up with, you know, finding out what's important to the clients and what are their needs. And, you know, we always address the needs of the client first. It's so much easier to, you know, recommend a policy and feel good about the recommendation if you know, if your client asks you, why do I need this, that I can point to them and say, well, here are the needs. Which of these, you know, aren't we fulfilling here if we don't do this? And it's much makes it much simpler. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know that the client is better off, you know, now than when they came in to you, hopefully.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense, especially when you wrap it around your financial plan, which Eigenberger and Weiner specializes in. So it seems like a perfect marriage. How did you get involved with these guys, and what made you decide that this was a good move for you?
Well, back in 2005, EBW had been around for, I guess, a couple of years at that point in time, and they had decided they wanted an insurance expert, quote-unquote, who all he did or she did was focus on the insurance side of the house, because they were doing comprehensive financial planning, but the risk management side of things was kind of suffering at that point in time. And I was an independent agent running my own insurance agency, and they knew somebody who knew somebody who knew me. And at that point in time, I was getting ready for a change, because, you know, I was working a lot from my house, and my wife and I were having domain issues as to whose domain I was in at the time. And, you know, I like being around people, so it was the right time for me to start, you know, looking to branch out. I met with the guys here. I like the fit. We sort of had the same approach to things, that you know, this needs to be an all-encompassing approach, not, you know, just a hodgepodge, and we're going to try and piece this thing together. And, you know, it's worked out, as I sit here, you know, 8 years later as a partner. So,
yeah, that's awesome. So, looking toward the future, so tell us about the Ghost of Christmas Future. How are you seeing the insurance industry change in the coming years?
I would say, if I had to choose one word, I would say it's going to be complex. Mm-hmm. The policies of today are difficult to understand. Even as an agent, it's difficult to grasp some of these things. I can only imagine the consumer who is out there on the internet trying to figure out what this policy does, because part of what the insurance industry has done is they are going to policies now that will try to satisfy multiple needs within one policy. And trying to figure out, saying, okay, well, if I utilize the long-term care benefit of my life insurance policy, how does that affect my death benefit, is really difficult. And, you know, there's so many variations out there, and the policies right now are going to get increasingly complex, because, you know, there's studies being shown that only 35% of Americans have life insurance, and many people don't buy life insurance because they're not approached. Some people might want to try and do it themselves. But the insurance industry is going to do what they did back in the 80s, and they're going to come back with a policy design that's going to try and entice people to come in, and that's going to be a broader-based policy trying to fulfill multiple needs simultaneously. And those policy in and of themselves are going to be difficult. And then if you have to toss in the various forms of underwriting that get associated with each type of policy now being combined under one, it's going to be really difficult going forward.
So what should the consumer know? What on the positive side and on the negative side?
Well, an educated consumer makes my job easier. You know, if the consumer knows about life insurance, or they know about long-term care, or if they know about what they want or don't want, you know, it can help drive the conversation. Now, just because a client says, I don't want life insurance, doesn't mean that's going to be my recommendation. But what it is nice to know is a client who has done some research and they're saying, okay, well, yeah, I don't know if a 15-year term is going to work for me here because I'm going to be working for 25 years, but I looked at rates and here's what I think I might get. So, you know, a knowledgeable consumer in the past has always been, you know, a concern for some agents because they're worried, is the client going to know more than I do? Which back in the day probably was not unheard of. But in today's environment, you know, I have no trouble if the clients, you know, research everything. They look at the policies that we're recommending, go compare them on the internet, because we're independent. You know, we deal with almost every insurance carrier there is. So it's, you know, it's possible that I might miss something. You know, I don't think it would occur, but of course it could. And then, you know, we can make our decisions based from there. But I would say if I'm the consumer, the first thing that I do for any purchase I do now is I go to the internet and I start researching it, and I wouldn't do anything different here.
Right. So how about those people that feel like they don't want to pay for life insurance? What's your advice to them?
Well, I guess hopefully your beneficiary agrees would be my thought. It, you know, nobody wants to pay for any insurance. Because, you know, anytime somebody buys insurance, you have to assume something bad is occurring. And the only way I win the bet with the insurance company is something bad to happen to me. You know, I die, I'm disabled, I'm long-term care eligible, whatever the case may be. None of those are particularly wonderful and, you know, heartwarming thoughts. So I understand there's a natural reluctance to do these things. And but, you know, in the end, you have to look, and the big question is, who loses what when this event happens? If it's life insurance, how much does my wife or husband lose at my death? And if they don't lose anything, then there's no need to insure it. But if they do lose something, then you have to look at the degree of financial loss and just say, okay, well, how much of this loss do I want to insure, or do I want to insure any or all of it? And as long as the beneficiary is understanding, hey, that, you know, when death occurs, this may or may not happen, you know, everything is fine as long as everybody's on the same page.
That is excellent advice. So what are a couple of takeaways from your thoughts on this Christmas spirit thing, even though we're in February now?
Well, I guess my thought would be, I would go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Be educated. Know what it is that you think you want to accomplish with any insurance that's being recommended. And understand completely the recommendation. You know, if it's from me, hopefully it's going to be a very clearly laid out explanation as to why you need this policy or that policy and who's going to suffer if you don't have it. So, you know, I would say do your homework before you meet with the agent, and even after you meet with the agent, continue to do your homework. And if you have some doubts about, hey, is he being upfront, go get a second opinion.
Right, just like going to a doctor.
Yep.
Same as the insurance agency. So we are talking to Dave Beck, the insurance expert and partner at Eganberger and Weiner. You can contact Dave directly at dbeck@ebwllc.com. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dave.
Thank you, Hope. It was a pleasure.
You are listening to Finance Rules, Eganberger and Weiner's monthly talk show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Tune in every month for a new episode from one of EBW's specialists at www.incandescentradio.com. Also, be sure to check out past episodes and for more educational insights into how to plan smartly for your financial future, log on to www.ebwfinancialnews.com. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.